Look, here's the deal.
Let me say this simply and clearly.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing. You know how we talk about it. Are we the people? Folks,
we gotta, it's just, yeah. But you gotta, I mean, we gotta reassure, look, my message to everybody I talk to is
play the radio, make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone, make sure the kids hear words.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. You know, there's a during World War II, you know, where Roosevelt came up with a thing was totally different than the World War II. He had the War Production Board. Where
we open up, hello, darkness, my old friend.
$1.2 billion in overtime was denied for hourly workers who were not unionized. $1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift. What happens? They make you management.
So would you like to say a couple words?
Am I supposed to speak now or is Karen supposed to speak? I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble here. Well, it's me. Okay. Well, you know, there's that great philosopher, and he talked about Jill puts notes up on my mirror when she wants me to, more I shave, to get messages across to me. And
what presidents say matter.
The former vice president suggests the black community lacks diversity of thought.
We choose truth over facts.
Biden complimented the town before incorrectly identifying which state he was speaking in.
Joe Biden forgot he was in a video live stream and abruptly walked off camera.
And I spent an hour and a half today on the telephone. I mean, on what we're doing right now on camera.
Biden making a series of unusual rhetorical detours at the town hall dedicated to health care.
Imagine what would have happened if, God forbid, Barack Obama had been assassinated after becoming the de facto nominee.
The first sort of mainstream African American who was articulate and bright and clean and nice looking guy.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump.
If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me. The only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate. A whole range of people.
No,
my point
no,
is,
that's not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Come on.
The NAACP does not endorse candidates for political office at any level.
How many unsafe bridges you still have here in the state of Ohio? I mean, Iowa. And I was just in Ohio because they have more. It is important that Iowa and Nevada have spoken, but look.
I love this place. Look, what's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all.
I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. That's a joke. You didn't know where you were. Anyway, business is realizing they've got a price in the car. They have to price in the price of carbon. And so there's so much, I think. Look. I one more question here. Is it too late to address the climate change?
Well, I'm so glad to hear you talking about that as eloquently as you do, Joe.
You know, the rapidly rising
we cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. Way that we can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what. I tell you what, I'm so darn proud. And those poor people who have lost, anyway.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Wait. You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Your husband has been known to make the occasional gaffe.
Nope.
The gaffe issue is over.
Over. So over.
By the way, it's my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is the... Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris, anyway.
Why the hell would I take a test? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your member state an issue for voters?
Well, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I just can't figure the guy. It's like watching a yo-yo. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's like watching.
It feels that way. I want to ask.
Donald Trump does pose an excellent threat to this. It's not hypothetical.
Why doesn't he just act like a president?
Why? You're getting nervous, man.
Look, you're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
A lot of guys want me, man.
I'm not worried. Thanks
so much. That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asked on.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Well, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's getting attention for using a teleprompter before answering a voter's question.
There's 60 million Americans saying that they would vote for a union today. And I would like to know, what will your administration do to help give them that chance? Thank you.
Move it up here. You know, there used to be a basic bargain in this country. Workers shared in the wealth their work helped create.
You're used to seeing your political leaders be able to do the Q&A off the cuff.
Look, one of the things that that I think is really important is that we somehow put that back on. There's somehow that we're in a situation where we work together.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
In January of 2018, I found myself in a circumstance where, 2012, and I was waiting for a black man, Tom, to come and pick me up from Philadelphia, a guy named Barack Obama, on the 17th of January to take me to Washington, a trip I've made 1,000 times, commuting every day, to be sworn in as president and vice president.
So help me God.
Fact is that the bills that the president, that the, excuse me, the future president here, that the senator is talking about. I hear this large savings. The president thinks, my friend Vermont thinks that the employer is going to give you back if you negotiate his union all these years, got a cut in wages. I took on Putin in terms of Iraq. I mean, excuse me, in terms of what was going on in Ukraine. I've taken on these leaders around the world. I'm the guy that's gone in and met them. I've taken on all these leaders. U.S. troops died in Iran and Afghanistan. That's like just flat out acknowledging. We've been doing everything we can do to keep Biden from being the nominee. And guess what? We tried it in Iraq. It's not working. So now we're going to try, in Iran. Excuse me. We tried in Ukraine.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
Look, we provide a Medicare option. That's exactly what Brock and I talked about in the beginning.
Couldn't get it through, though.
No, we couldn't get it, but now. I got assault weapons banned for 10 years. It had to be reauthorized because of hanging chads in Florida. The last president said, no, I'm not going to reauthorize it. And folks, one of the things I'm proudest of is getting passed, getting moved, getting control of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm the guy that came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China would join if we put pressure on them. We got almost 200 nations to join. I watched what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill when I was vice president. They went off the hill.
And then we had another program that the court said, well, you don't have executive authority to do that on our own. And it was, and we did that in 1976. And we started, excuse me, 2014.
Go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much. It would be $154 billion.
2.5 million, excuse me, 300,000.
Like 600 plus thousand people. There's every one of them.
60,000. Yeah,
60,000. 660. Yeah. I missed one.
It would put 720 million million women back in the workforce.
Roughly 25% of their, I think it was 54, don't hold me to that, 54%. Over 500 miles a day, 250 miles a day.
150 million people have been killed since 2007, more than all the wars, including Vietnam.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk. A $15,000 minimum wage, 500,000, 50,000, excuse me, 50,000, billions of 2.3 billion dollars worth of, excuse me, $500 billion out of $1.6 trillion worth, $1.4 trillion worth, out of $1.4 trillion. And by the way, it's cost a lot of money. It cost about $740 billion over 10 years. And in order to avoid that, those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of.
56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago, would have been under the Obama-Biden administration. So why should people who feel that they are better off today under the Trump administration vote for you?
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't. They think 54% of American people were better off economically today than they were in our administration. Well, their memory is not very good, quite frankly. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other by... President Trump took those words, those literal words. If Donald Trump is reelected, now he's feeling the pressure of an economy that's teetering on a recession. You're trying your best, but it never feels like enough. And so I that's what I think my plan. I know what my plan does. We're going to see the burden and the cost. We're going to increase. We're going to make sure not prevailing wage, we can't mandate that. You guys, by the way, I said inside, we should make sure that we have no one going to jail for a drug offense. They go directly mandatory prison. Mandatory treatment. We need to work again with Canada and Mexico as neighbors, not as adversaries. We have to make sure that every single child does in fact have 3, 4, and 5-year-olds go to school. Together, we can work toward racial justice, economic injustice. We can provide paid sick leave for all workers, so workers don't have to leave work to be fired in order, when they get sick, to be able to continue to live. The Green New Deal will pay for itself as we move forward. We're not going to build plants that, in fact, are great polluting plants.
But do you support the Green New Deal?
Pardon me?
You support?
No, I don't support the Green New Deal. And for folks in the working class that are below 400, they will, in fact, will increase their premiums. Will increase the generosity of the premium tax credit they now get by investing $100 billion in education, in global warming efforts. It's a whole range of things. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. I think we can pull this together. I'm optimistic. I really genuinely am. Good afternoon. Welcome to the nation's Constitution Center. I had the great privilege of being the guest leader of this outfit for a year. You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
There are definitely moments where you listen to Joe Biden and you just wonder.
And look, he has been a skilled debater. We've seen him in the past. The question is, does he still have his stuff?
In terms of his speech and his memory, there's clearly, undeniably been a lot of decline in recent years.
Oh, it's painful. It's so painful.
Are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Being for it.
You said just 2 minutes ago?
What is happening? Terrible.
There's a lot of people who are concerned about Joe Biden's ability to carry the ball all the way across the end line without fumbling.
You said 2 minutes ago that they had to buy in, and now you're saying they don't have to buy. You're forgetting that.
I think it's really, really weird that people backing him aren't acknowledging any of this. They're pretending that people bringing it up are being completely unfair.
How sharp is he? Does the Joe Biden tonight, is he the same Joe Biden who could respond with one word to a
younger... You know, you're
younger,
raising the question by the question. You know.
A younger Brian Williams.
We're raising the
and
question.
Just say...
Who's, I mean, this idea of, you know, slow Joe. I shouldn't laugh about it because... Anyway, I'm coming directly to you for ask a quick favor.
Fuck you, Matt. You're making my cock fall off.
Man, great job, Matt.
He goes by the name Orf.
Wonderful job.
So call him Matt, though. I don't want to butcher his name.
Matt Orfalia.
Matt Orfalia.
Matt Orfalia.
Subscribe to him.
Matt Orfalia.
Matt Orfalia.
Matt Orfalia.
Matt Orfalia.
Incredible.
If I follow this guy on YouTube, you should too. His name is Matt Orfalia.
Orf.